brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's corner, Shiro!
They start him with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, welcome, what welcome. Yeah, you are listening to the great VAR show. With your host who does the most, even when he's making toast,
what?
DJ Stones. And with me over here
is your boy, the man on fleek. Always slick. Always clicks. Always ticks.
Slick. Flick. Tick.
DJ Sticks.
Yeah, he's the man, the boy. He said it both, you know.
No, it's your boy.
The man.
The man. That's how it is.
So we have some exciting, you know, topic for you guys today. But before we go into that, we have to drop it like it's hot, like we do every week, you know.
Yeah.
To enjoy this.
Heat.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy DJ P-Dawg, and you are tuned in to Active FM. Y'all keep it locked for the very best.
Baby, come through. I'm excited because you said that you would love to. Both my mama and my granny said they love you. Well, that's a sign from the heavens, so I trust you. I want you, so I'm moving on to better things. I'm trying to get my money back to couple wedding ring. Let's elevate, take it up a couple levels now. Let's move away and build a family in a little town. Or maybe we can stick around for a little while. Share the gospel with the city, cover bigger grounds. I figure now is the time for a different view. I want to see these young women imitating you. I don't think they understand that they're beautiful, but maybe you can show them how it is when you pursue it, though. I see you glow from afar, look what God did. Let me put you on display for these blind kids.
I can't say that I'm in love with everything about you, and I just hope they're watching. It's clear that God is in you, baby. Let me serve and love you. Oh,
like the Bible says, Jesus died for the church. What a circumstance. I'm in a trance, meditating on a good book. A godly woman with a plan, how I should look. Instead of being on the gram with a big butt, you should really try to figure out how to cook, huh? A real man that never love you if you show it off. He don't really want what any other man has got. So clean it off, don't nobody purchase dirty girls. Unless it's for a quick nut, is you serving squirrels? I got a pearl and I love her like she treasure dog. I wouldn't trade it for the world, she ahead of y'all. Love is hard, but we treat it like a marathon. We gon' keep on running till we fall up in heaven's arms.
Black. Can't say that I'm in love with everything about you, and I just hope they're watching. It's clear that God is in you, baby. Let me serve and love you all my life. I would love to.
Installed with this love and it's excellent. Heaven sent is what you are, what a testament. Let's represent a proper culture in a broken land. Help them out, they pushing motors with a broken hand. I understand what it means to be a servant now. Look around in my church, girl, we learning how. I
took a vow on my own, I'ma lead you home. Let me show you what it means to never feel alone. I got the scope on this love, let's observe that. You're a gem and I know I don't deserve that. I curb rats on a day-to-day basis. Love is work, but I never get complacent. I make hits for the women I'm in love with, but every woman on the planet finna love
it. I can't say that I'm in love with everything about you, and I just hope they're watching. It's clear that God is in you.
Active FM.
Yeah, we are back. We are bringing it like it's hot.
Yeah.
You know, we always start off with news and stuff. Yeah. But we're going to jump into something more interesting, you know?
Oh.
What would be more interesting than news?
What?
Liverpool is not winning this trophy. It's done. There's nothing they can do now.
Yeah. They suck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's literally where we are. And condolences to all.
4-1.
Liverpool fans, you know, and Alisson fans.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. It was a sad day.
It was a very, very sad.
He was almost at
a Kepa level, you know.
Almost at a Karius level.
Yeah, no, Karius is still up. Yeah, he was close to a Karius level. Yeah.
Close.
He was close. He was still a better. Yeah,
okay.
You have Karius. Because Karius, you know, people have it bad for Karius, but he had an okay season that season, you know?
He did. Mm. He did. You know, it's just
he made mistakes, quite a number of them throughout the season. But yeah, you know, it's not a Kepa level where every match you play him in, you know, there's just going to be a problem, you know? Even when you all win a match, you can't keep clean sheet because you have a stupid problem, you know?
Kepa.
Mm. Mm-hmm. You can't cap a clean.
Yeah. Should have seen it coming.
I feel like I should walk out.
What more can you say?
What more can I say?
Mm-hmm. Oh, there is something.
There is something I can say.
All right.
We drew to Everton. I'm now leaving. I'm seriously done. I'm done. I am leaving.
Hey, listen. Everton is a good team.
Maguire kept the whole front line onside. He ran first. Including their keeper, who was in the box.
Everton is a good team.
That would have been an offside.
If only your boy, Harry. Yeah?
Did not run first.
Mm-hmm.
We could have won 3-2.
Yeah,
but the race is not over, you know.
Yeah,
we are currently 5 points ahead of behind y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially could be 7 points ahead of behind y'all, and there's still what 30 something games left. No, I mean 15 games left, 17 games left around there. So
still a lot.
There's still a lot. A lot can happen, you know. You guys just need to go on a 3-game losing streak,
and it's
a problem for you guys already.
If you guys take your 3 games.
Looking at the upcoming fixtures here, you guys are going to take on Tottenham.
Mm.
Your next match is Tottenham tomorrow.
Ooh.
Our next match is West Brom.
Oh,
so that can shorten up the lead. You guys have to play Everton. So that's that game that you're missing. A draw or loss or lose for you guys there would be a gain for us.
Look at you
guys. And then match day 25. We are traveling to Newcastle while you guys are traveling to Arsenal. I don't know which game is harder. I think our game is harder.
Yeah. The Newcastle game is tough.
You know, the Arsenal game, anyone can beat Arsenal. Yes. You know?
Yeah.
You can look and you can actually see. I feel like we give Arsenal a lot of slack.
Yeah.
And you don't cut them any slack at all. You know, we always...
There has to be an Arsenal
from the
joke.
VAR show to the Arsenal joke, you know.
There has to be an Arsenal joke.
You know, no, there's not always an Arsenal joke. Arsenal is the joke.
You see, that's the thing.
That's the thing. Mm-hmm. So we're just making Arsenals.
Yeah, whole way.
Whole way.
That was a funny Arsenal.
That was just an Arsenal. You know, it burnt. Okay, now jumping into some interesting developments. So basically, what is happening is that UEFA.
Yeah.
Is bringing in a new competition.
A new competition?
A new competition.
Brand new competition.
A brand new one.
That is interesting.
And basically the reason for this is to cater. Okay. Now, they say it's to cater for the lower division teams that generally don't have enough coefficient points to make it into UEFA or Europa, you know?
Oh.
So they're giving them an opportunity with that. That's what they're saying.
Okay.
What I'm seeing, we need more money.
That's UEFA.
That's UEFA. They need more. So it's called the UEFA Europa Confederations League.
Sounds legit. Sounds top. Sounds like a top league.
It sounds very, very top, you know? Mm. It's going to start in 2021. And it's going to be it's going to have 32 teams in the group stages.
All right.
Then after eight Europa League teams, so the eight from the Europa League will drop into the one level down. It qualifies for Europa, so you get automatic promotion to Europa.
Should you win that thing?
Should you win it, yes.
Okay.
And it's quite interesting, you know.
That's good.
Looking through the formats, right? So teams that are ranked in the nation 1 to 5, they will take only one team.
From the five?
Yeah, so England, the top five being England, France, Italy, German, and Spain.
The top five lower league teams?
The top five teams, ranked number 1 to 5. Remember what I said, this is mostly for the lower league sides.
Okay.
It's like with Europa, the top five leagues give in less teams into the Europa League.
Yeah. Oh, so what you're saying is maybe top five in Germany is Bayern Munich. They choose one from there.
No. So the top five leagues in Europe.
Oh, one team from there?
One team from there.
No way.
No, I don't think it's there. I don't think they have a problem. Their first six positions already go to somewhere.
Yeah.
So giving up number seven now.
Yeah.
I don't think they mind. And actually, wait. So it's the top four going to UEFA for England, right? Number five is Europa.
Mm-hmm.
Number six is Europa. So number five is definitely Europa, irregardless of what happens.
Yeah.
Number six, it's if the FA Cup or Carabao Cup is won by someone who's in UEFA or Europa already.
Okay.
That space opens up as a Europa spot.
Oh.
Right, that's number six already. Number seven is also the same thing.
Yeah.
Right? Well, now whether the person who won the FA Cup or the Carabao Cup is a person who's in UEFA or Europa already, then that position opens up as a Europa spot.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, number eight, then, will get to go to this Confederations League.
Number seven.
So that will be number seven. Now, number eight will be someone who will be going to this new UEFA Confederations League.
Ah.
And that's obviously if the person who wins the FA Cup is like number 15 or 16,
yeah,
right? And the person who wins Carabao Cup is number 15 or 16. That means the sixth position will then qualify for this.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, you could be having some tough competitions, you know?
Ah, then Arsenal has a shot.
Yeah. Tough competition for Arsenal. Yeah. If they don't win this league in their first season.
Yeah.
So it's going to start off with qualifications. Right?
Yeah.
So you have your first round of qualifications, which is going to have 72 teams, 26 domestic cups from places associated from rank 30 to 55. And then it's going to go over to second round qualifiers, Then it's going to go down to the third round, which has 10 champions, so champions from people who won leagues, plus 20, plus 52 teams that are non-champions. Then the playoffs takes in 10 champions as well, and then 43 non-champions. Now, what happens here, why the reason why there's 10 champions in the other round and 10 champions now is based off your coefficient points, your league's coefficient points, determined where you land up.
Okay.
So you see some teams actually win their leagues, but they don't end up in UEFA.
Yeah, they do.
They have to do a qualifications first, you know, and that's because their league's coefficiency isn't big enough.
Oh, so like your Skybet Championship?
No, they don't even qualify. They qualify for the league.
Which league? Oh, the Premier League.
The Premier League.
Okay.
Yes. So we're talking about the higher level leagues.
Okay.
But I was hearing something that they might allow the second division teams as well in.
Oh, nice.
So we need to, I'm going to do a bit more digging in that. So then there's the group stages, like I said, with 32 teams, right? Yeah. This will be the winners from the playoff rounds. And this will be 5 winners from the playoff rounds and 17 winners from playoff rounds and from champions and non-champions, right? Mm. There'll be the round of 16, which is the people who obviously came out of the groups. Then there'll first be a preliminary round of 16s.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. So this is where the people who came out of the groups, right? The runner-ups from each group versus the people who dropped out from Europa.
Oh, okay.
So those people who dropped out will verse these guys, and then some of them will go through the knockout phases, then the others will get kicked out. Then there's obviously the knockout phases being round of 16, quarterfinals, semifinals, and then the first ever winner. I can't wait to see Jose Mourinho win this with Tottenham.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it, you know. Yeah,
finally.
Finally, after so long, they had to make a whole new tournament for them to just win.
Special.
The special one. But that means also the Europa League is going to be changing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because of this whole thing, there's going to be a shift in how the Europa works. So I think there's less teams that are going to be in it in general. So instead of the whole 32, they're going to follow the same amount that the UEFA has.
Ooh,
yeah.
Sweet.
I don't know if this makes it more prestigious. I don't know if that's what they're trying to go for.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Arsenal deserves a nice trophy as well.
I think the FA Cup and Community Shield look nice for them.
Especially the Shield. Shield's good.
Yeah, because you know, it's like this is like an actual shield for Aubameyang, you know, since he hasn't. I'm not gonna get into that one.
Yeah. You can just put on his Black Panther mask.
Hell yeah!
Yeah.
Arsenal, I feel sorry for them.
Mm. No, but this is good, eh? This is good. This means more football for us.
Now, that's for me. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Like, if I have to ask you, how much Europa matches do you watch? Honestly, what would you say?
The big ones. So out of a Europa season, I could watch a good, 4 matches. So that's your Inter versus Man United. And I wait for the teams to drop out first.
Yep.
The Champions League.
We all do.
Do you?
We all do.
Okay.
So now that's the thing. Now you already have one league that is, it's barely watched, you know?
Yeah.
It's barely watched, and now you're going to have another league that is also barely watched until a specific stage. I really think I get what they're saying, the initiative they're trying to push to allow lower level clubs, you know, in lower level leagues to be able to participate as well.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I feel like it's not going to be as much of a success as they're planning it to be. I really see this as them trying to just, you know, widen their reach.
Yeah.
Because people will support where their local clubs are.
Mm.
I'm not a Chiefs fan, but I see Chiefs in the, what you call it, in the...
CAF.
The CAF or the Club Cup, you know.
Yeah.
Like against Bayern versus Mamelodi Sundown, not Mamelodi Sundown, sorry. Against Bayern, Bayern against Al Ahly. I wanted Al Ahly to win because it has a South African coach.
It's
an African team,
mm-hmm.
you know. So people will support more just because it's their team.
It's their team.
So I get that, but I'm not sure, eh?
Yeah.
I'm actually not sure. But on other news, Sergio Ramos.
Oh.
Is news. More is looking like he might not actually stay at Madrid.
That's big.
So it says here the captain, the Spaniard, has rejected the contract that was given to them.
What?
So he doesn't want it. He doesn't want to sign it.
Oh, that's not looking good.
And what's happening now is that he wants a 2-year contract with X amount.
Yeah.
And they want to only give him 1 year with less money. So he wants to leave. He's like, no.
So there's a bit of a...
Yeah. And now it looks like they're also starting to want to buy Boateng.
David Alaba.
So that's also looking closer and closer. So all of this together. And, you know, United is interested. You know, wherever there's a big name, United's always there. Juventus is interested, you know. Hopefully United get him. I wouldn't mind if Madrid, which is my other favorite team, lets go of him. You know, because I want United to win something, finally. Imagine a Maguire and a Sergio Ramos back, you know. Someone to tell Maguire, you're putting them onside, stop running. So angry. So we're going to go into listen to some nice music before I start roasting Maguire. Then when we come back, we're going to have our closing topic, which is the whole thing of Messi. I know we're a bit late. Don't be shocked. This is the VAR. We're re-looking at stuff.
Yes, we are.
You know, and a closer eye.
Mm-hmm. Inspection.
So we're going to look at the whole Messi leak, the contract leak of Messi, and you're going to hear our viewpoints. So enjoy.
Footsteps ordered, and I took steps forward, the footstep order. So my footsteps ordered, and I took steps forward, the footstep order. So my footsteps ordered, and I took steps forward, the footstep order. When I should rep for you, every footstep towards you, I look left for you. Blinded by the sea, I should wet water, my mind is out of key, I just left torture. Pick me up, Lord, save me, cause the wind blow crazy, my sin go sink me. I've been low lately, late, but the pen go crazy, some men go praise me, and I don't wanna be put on a pedestal. See, that pride will turn me into an animal, yeah, infallible. Some wandering eyes, I need them lateral. But your grace is sufficient. So when I say that I'm Christian, I pray that it's different. And if I sway from the mission, Lord, take my position, await my submission. And if I don't shift that, we'll let them stiff neck. Lord, shake me. You give grace to the humble. So when pride starts to bubble, Lord, break me. If I'm out here sleepwalking, hypnotized by the sweet talking, Lord, wake me. Set me on fire, let it burn here now. Until the day that you take me, so I won't when you raise me. Whoa. Heaven as the earth, great commission, got our marching orders. They done messed up by stealing us up out our borders. Now we in their quarters, screaming in God we trust. Impoverished theologians, but we polished by his touch. And if I go astray, look away, messing up. You give me grace in a place where they test the love. They might put hands on me, they might get off a couple shots, but understand, homie, look as I live, we're going strong.
A little leaven, I rendered a witness and affected. Pride of seat been being sin, but we didn't detect it. I bought a field with the treasure, sold every possession. So, God forbid I turn around and neglect the investment. Nah. And it's vested, 401 the benefits, reaping made innocent, sheep remain diligent. Christ God, no king can claim synonym. Whom he loves, he keeps, and who he keeps, he disciplines.
And if I don't shift that, we'll let him stiff neck. Lord, shake me. You give grace to the humble. So when pride starts to bubble, Lord, break me. If I'm out here sleepwalking, hypnotized by the sweet talking, Lord, wake me. Set me on fire, let it burn here now. Until the day that you take me. So I won't when you raise me. Whoa.
I just wanna keep my torch lit. They keep trying to make me want the Forbes list. Trying to maintain my faith and keep it gorgeous. Straight and narrow minded people will applaud this. Only shallow minded people will avoid this. Somewhere at the foot of the cross is where the choice is. When I'm a little bit off, I'm still anointed. So Lord, correct me when I'm wrong before I wrong this.
Here I am again, now on my knees knocking. Praying I would walk well like a sea orca. And what I spew off the dome, it would be water. Bored in a plane of normal with me torture. And lately I've been stuck in the rut, wrestling with God, trying to chomp a construct. In the way of my faith, it's a tussle to touch. I'm fighting, be honest, like knock if you buck one.
So many distractions inside, I pray. The spirit that lives inside will take the mold of my mind, the holes in my heart, desires that blind me right away. So many lines of banana faith. Spirit that lives inside, I pray. Renew my mind, take root in my heart, so I can live this life in wide away.
Father, do whatever you gotta. Keep me under that lava. Lead me back to the water so easy just to get caught up. Continue fighting a rival while waiting for your arrival. Walking right in my purpose, not focusing on a title. Keep my mind on your goodness and keep them from going idle. In your image, you sketch me. If ever I get too sketchy, may your spirit confess me. When everything got too shaky, the devil trying to bait me before the pressure can break me.
Yeah. I hope you enjoyed that. I know I did. And now we're going straight into it. So I don't know if it was a couple of weeks ago. I forgot the time frame. But Lionel Messi's mega contract was leaked.
Online. For the world to see.
Yep. So Barcelona is not claiming responsibility, saying it's not them. It's not them. Like, no, we didn't do it. Even though we are the people who, you know, get a lot out of it. Because one of two things happened here, you know. Number one, if they release Messi or they don't give him a new contract or stuff, people will understand, like, hey, they don't have the money to pay this. This is a lot of money. This is what I think it was 500 million.
Ooh.
That's how much he's accumulated in his contract. Yes, it's 555,237,619 euros.
That is insane. Euros.
Yeah.
Oh my word.
It says here over the 4 years, and 92% of bonuses are part of that figure. So 92% are part of that figure.
That is insane.
That
money.
Is insane money.
Ha.
So now going back to what I was saying, right? Now if they have to sell him, it will become that thing of they didn't really want to, but the club was in a financial position. So you know they needed to sell him, you know, that they're in debt already and paying, you know, paying a person with that high, if he's accumulating that in 4 years, you know, imagine if he has to sign another 4-year contract.
Crazy.
It would be probably less, but it would be way more than it is, you know. It would be a lot. It would probably be looking at 300 million by the end of the 4 years.
That's still crazy.
That's a lot of money, you know. That's a whole lot of money. So now it's going to look like that whole thing of, we can't pay this. That's why we had to let him go.
Yeah.
It's not that we wanted to let him go, you know. And they come out here looking like heroes still. Second thing, it's that thing of it becomes the thing of it also takes away interest from other people, you know?
Yeah.
So you could, for instance, let's say Chelsea wanted to buy him. Chelsea just spent 200 million in the last window. Now, if they want to buy a player like him, they're looking at a good 80, 90, or 100 million. Then our contract dealings is not going to be anything below a specific amount.
Insane.
Because I'm not leaving Barcelona to come play for you, and then I'm getting like an 80% reduce in my payment.
No ways.
So it cuts down who can actually buy him, you know?
Yeah.
And it would be weird if he ends up as a free agent, you know?
Yeah, I know.
It would be very weird. Because right now, look, the people who are likely to buy him, Manchester United, PSG. PSG is looking, and Man City are looking very likely to buy him, and maybe Man United, if they can put their ducks in a row. You know, sell off a couple of players, and they can probably, of course, if they could afford Alexis Sanchez, man, they can make a plan.
Yeah.
400,000 a month, and the guy was on bench.
The whole time?
Yeah. 400,000 a week, sorry, and the guy was on bench.
Ooh.
You paying the guy for free.
Ooh, doing nothing.
Doing nothing.
Chilling.
Just chilling, you know?
Yeah, what's up?
So I believe they can do something as well. But the more likely realistic candidates are PSG and Man City.
Look, I had no clue he was earning this much. And now I actually understand where Barcelona is coming from as well. If they say we're letting him go, then it makes more sense now.
In a way, I'm not shocked. Barcelona just has bad contract dealings. Like, I don't know how you loan a player out to Bayern Munich and then you don't even think maybe we'll verse them in UEFA, eh?
Yeah, maybe he'll score 2 goals again.
Let's add into the clause that he can't play his parent club. No, he's playing his parent club.
Mm.
And now, because of that, and he made it to UEFA in another team, they had to pay Liverpool. And then another clause is recently coming up, and this made news showing how in debt Barcelona is. And what happened is that in the contract with Coutinho, if he played a specific amount of games, right, they had to pay Liverpool. Now he's reaching that amount, and they can't afford to pay Liverpool the amount they have to pay Liverpool. So that's why they haven't been playing him.
What? That is insane.
So this summer transfer will be a lot of work for Barcelona, having to let go of players, having to get players, I guess, you know. They have to get rid of the likes of Lionel Messi.
Yeah, I feel like Barca should have a talk with this guy and ask him to take a pay cut.
He's already taken a pay cut.
Again.
The thing is, unless you are able to get him to take about an 80 to 70% pay cut.
Then you have no hope.
They have no hope, because that's how much they'll need to take away from his salary. About 60, 70% of his salary needs to be cut off. Ooh. You know?
Man.
And it's that. That's what it is at the end of the day. And now he's playing under his value, whereby he can go to PSG, play with a player he wants to play, Neymar, win competition still, and probably win a UEFA Champions League finally, and still get paid high salaries. Or you can even do that at a Man City, play with a coach he wants to play.
Definitely will.
And get some oil money in his pocket, you know? Some of that Middle Eastern money, you know?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I got my big Middle Eastern money with me, you know?
Ah, I feel like this is the citizens calling him. And he sees now that he...
Yeah, but he's more likely to go to PSG than go to play in England. Because he can't do it in a cold night in Stoke.
He will.
That's the question, yeah?
Yes,
Messi, 6 Ballon d'Ors, but can he do it in a cold night in... I forgot the place now.
Stoke.
In Stoke.
He just said it.
Can he?
Yes, he can.
Can he play in Old Trafford, right, on Monday, and then Saturday play in a non-league side field where they have numbers on top, you know, because if the ball goes somewhere, they know which house to go knock at.
No way.
That's where Tottenham played.
No way.
Huh? Can they go play Chelsea on Tuesday and then go play a YouTube league? You know, a team that started off on YouTube.
What?
On Saturday, called Hashtag United. Can he do that?
Yes, he can.
No, he can't.
Yes, he can. Mm.
Injured already.
Messy.
In fact, when he steps on their pitch, he's injured. Just out. 2 months, eh? Can he handle being pushed around by Maguire while being slid by Bay?
Yes, he can.
No, he can't.
By Sergio Ramos.
Hmm? No, it's not the same. See, that's only Sergio Ramos. Now all the back people are Sergio Ramos. You know?
He's gonna meet Sergio Ramos in the Manchester Derby.
That would be actually cool. I wouldn't mind that one, Because we'll still win. Okay, so that is it for the show, guys. You know, I hope you guys really enjoyed. But from me, the host you can trust, the name you can trust, you put in water, guess what?
What?
It will not last. Mm. DJ Stones. And with me here
is your man on Fleek.
Uh-huh.
Always Slick.
What?
Always Clicks.
Uh-huh.
Always Ticks.
Uh-huh.
DJ Sticks.
Almost said DJ Flicks. And we are signing out. Peace.
Goodbye.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gabbang Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook
at /ActiveFM.
by night I find no rest. All my life I've been searching for someone like you. You brought me out of the world. Oh, I found my hope in you. Searching for